Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action, crush your goals. Hey, I started a new accountability and business coaching program called Focus Elf, and it's designed to help entrepreneurs stay on track every week and get all the help they need to crush their goals. Starts at 50 cents a day for unlimited support. Interested? Learn more at gofocuself.com. Today's guest is Vince Shorb. After spending 15 years in financial services working one-on-one with more than 20,000 people, Vince Shorb founded the National Financial Educators Council in 2006 and directed the organization's focus on combating the financial illiteracy epidemic. He is the current CEO of the NFEC, an AICET accredited company and a certified B Corporation. That was a lot of letters, Vince. He is one of the country's leading advocates from promoting financial wellness and a thought leader in teaching a scaling financial education program. Vince, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
Well, for me personally, it was really taking a strategic approach. That's how I really approach life. But the beauty is about a decade ago, 12 years ago, we had this technology revolution, right? So I was able to automate a lot of things in my personal life. I don't have to go to the store. I don't have to go shopping. I don't have to wash my car. All those things are automated. Banking, finance, most of that's automated. So I saved a lot of time personally there. I then was able to focus more time on my business. And on the business side, I operate two modes. One is what's most important and urgent for business growth and focusing the time there. How can I make the best use of this time addressing the core challenges of the business and what we're trying to promote there on a social impact level? The other mode I operate on is just a passion project, right? I love to do passion projects. Every day I spend an hour, 2 hours on those longer term things. They may come to fruition or not, but it keeps me motivated and to keep the productivity up, which I think is key to follow through in action.
Yeah, I love that. And you know, one of the things that that stood out to me as I was reading your bio is financial illiteracy. And I would love to talk about this. I know it's something you're passionate about. I know you're very educated on this, but I always think about when I was in school, I remember that there's like the Pythagorean theorem or something. There's an isosceles triangle. The mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. I remember all these random things that are completely useless to me, but nobody ever taught me how to take care of my money, how to protect it, and how to make it grow. And that seems really important. They also didn't teach me, you know, macros and, you know, basic physical fitness and diet and all these other things that I wish I would have learned instead. But financial literacy is so important to our success as human beings. First of all, talk to me about the gap that's created by somebody who doesn't understand their money. And then let's talk about how do we close that gap.
Yeah, there's a huge gap. You're exactly right. They're not teaching it at school. Some states have requirements. I'll throw in a semester there, but it's not enough. Instead, they focus on subjects that very few percent, 10% of people benefit from: advanced math, advanced science, American, British literature, right? Very ivory tower education, but they lack the key with schools, right? I think it's very evident what they should do. They should graduate self-sufficient contributing members of society. And that takes an understanding of how to manage your money, how to get a job. You know, these kids graduate, no resume. They don't even know how to shake a hand these days. So it's very scary for them, especially with what we're facing on national debt level and other near-term challenges in the financial world. So I agree with you completely. Hey, it needs to be taught. It needs to be a priority. And when we're talking about optimizing life and being more productive, when your finances are handled properly, a lot of that operates efficiently without you having to be there every day. When you don't get behind the eight ball with debt, college debt, bad credit, it saves you a lot of time because you're not having to work to repair things. So if we could teach that in school, it would help people avoid the challenges that took me years to recover from, right, coming out of college, and put people on a better momentum early on, which is more productive use of their time.
And one thing that stands out to me is personal, this is a term that you use called personal financial automation. Now, I don't know exactly what that means. I can kind of like imagine what it might mean, but what, first of all, what the heck is that, and how does it serve us?
Yeah, it's, I call systemization, automation, one of the two, but it's a very simple. You know, hey, we can automate our bill pay, right? We can calendar the items that need to be done. So, hey, it's May, I need to check my credit, right? Or it's June, I need to consider my insurance options, moving on my car insurance, right? So if we can calendar and systematize that, so it's set in a just a time that we're setting aside to focus on that and address those things, it's much easier. Or, hey, it's you know, half a quarter way through the year, it's time for me to review my budget, make sure I'm on track, and so forth. So a lot of those things can be automated. Not only that, it can be systematized so where, hey, part of your savings is being transferred into investment accounts and so forth. So there's a lot of ways we can streamline what we used to have to go into the bank to do, or do via snail mail, or other methods. So we can really cut down the time it's required on personal finance, because for a lot of people, especially those going through severe financial challenges, that eats up a lot of time. When you talk to higher producing individuals, they're focused less time on the daily, you know, finances and more on that big picture. Hey, what am I getting into next? What's my vision for my financial plan? And focusing on that growth stage as opposed to the recovery pieces.
I think it's all about focusing on the things that are going to move the needle for you. It sounds like it reminds me of a conversation I was having just a couple of days ago. There was a gentleman, he runs a home services company. And he says, you know, I service these mansions, giant houses, and I go in there and I do basic stuff. It's not hard. But, you know, changing a light bulb, switching out the batteries, changing or cleaning an air filter. You know, these guys, they don't want to spend time doing that. They want to spend time doing things that gets them, you know, got them their mansion. They want to be doing mansion stuff. And it was just like the way that he said it is like, they don't have time to mess around with this. They want to do mansion stuff. And I'm like, oh, that makes total sense. And but I never really thought about it that way. You know, we really do need to kind of prioritize our time to make sure that we're maximizing the value of it. You know, do more mansion stuff.
True. And again, we have so many opportunities, things like TaskRabbit, personal shoppers, all those things are so simple these days. You know, it's all about return on investment and return on time. If you're making $100 an hour and you're doing a $10 task, it does not make sense. You know, so if you're, if you can hire somebody for $10 to do it and you're making $100 an hour, you just made $90. So, you know, it's a return on time, return on investment, and focusing on your strengths and your core competencies to grow and move forward.
So tell us a little bit about, I know that you're involved in a lot of different organizations. What are some things that you're really focusing on right now? And what is that passion project that you have?
Yeah, this, my passion project now is we're with the National Financial Educators Council. I'm the original founder, CEO. I've been with, I was the original founder going back 18 years ago. So it's been a great ride here. We've recently started state chapters, and that's been where we've been looking to move toward for the last 8 years. We released our first five states, two more launching in April, May. And really, it's a we're trying to create a hub for local educators, financial educators, and entrepreneurs, and those people that are passionate about sharing financial literacy lessons with kids, teens, or adults. Really, it's about raising awareness, advocating for financial literacy on a legislative side and also through various channels, increasing access to quality materials, and building local connections, because every area is different. And what we found is through COVID, you know, people got very comfortable with Zooms and this, but what we're seeing now is people want a central place they can regather, connect with like-minded individuals. So that's why we started the state chapters. Our goal is to have all 50 states rolled out here within 3 years from the beginning of the year. And I love it too, just being able to go there, visit, meet with the people. Again, I think a lot of us felt this disconnect after COVID, being separated. And now there's this urge back that we're seeing that people want to reconnect and establish that. Just press palms, break bread, right? Those things that we used to enjoy doing, I see a resurgence in that need today.
Awesome. And where can we go to learn more about that?
Our website's financialeducatorscouncil.org. You can connect with me personally as well, Vince Shorb on LinkedIn. And really, I love to talk with people that have a passion for financial education, wellness. There's a lot of different areas in the space, from career side of things, income side, to entrepreneurship, to money management, right? All those things will help people work toward greater financial health.
Love it. We're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Vince Shorb, for joining us and sharing some wisdom about how he gets stuff done. You can connect with him and learn more about his organization by going to financialeducatorscouncil.org. Whether you're on your morning commute, in the gym, somewhere out in the field, snap a selfie, tag me at JT literally, show me what you do while you're in the do zone. And one more time, if you need a little boost in hitting your goals from week to week, the Elf can help. Join us for a few bucks a month at gofocuself.com. That's it. Now let's get to work.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Do Zone podcast. If you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more about what we do, you could go to factor1.io. Once again, that's factor1.io. We'll see you next time.